Find new roads.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BOTH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text NOW and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BOTH to 42424. That's BOTH to 42424.
Scott and Stacy here from Kangaroo.
And we know someone who's hopped to it most of her life for you.
It's your mom. Stacy and I wanted to take this time to remind you that this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Time enough for you to buy or make a special gift for her, one from the heart.
Whether she's your mom
or the mother of your children, show her that you care.
Even if it's just a phone call, FaceTime, or Zoom.
And, of course, we want to take this opportunity to wish every mom in Central Texas a happy Mother's Day.
From all of us at Kangaroo, we hopped to it, too.
UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. UBO Business Services specializes in streamlining workflow to allow better communication within your organization and with your customers. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This hour brought to you by Bryant AC and Electric, Austin's award-winning electrical and air conditioning service company. Family-owned and operated since 1982. BryantACService.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit VaquerosCafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Start up your Friday, start up your weekend right here on B&E. It's going to be a beauty. A little more humid today and into the weekend. These drier days will subside as the humidity rises. Even a little chance at a storm, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, but still temperatures in the 80s. We'll take that.
Absolutely.
We'll take that here in early May, Mother's Day weekend. So we were, yes, celebrating with our annual Yo Mama Joke Friday
contest.
Just gathered
myself after that first hour.
And again, we're doing it at the bottom of each hour, so get your... And I will say through the first round, we're doing 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, then we'll have a winner and a second-place winner. The ones who call in that get their voice heard so far, because I think you picked two out of the first batch,
because
you're the ultimate judge and arbiter of this thing.
Well, your laughs are good. I'm looking at Zay and looking at him laugh. No. I threw one out there myself. I'm on fire, so don't try to come at me, because I got something for y'all right now.
Yeah, and it's all under the guise that we love our mothers.
That's right.
And your late mother loved mama's Yo Mama jokes, so we have fun with it. And I know there's a heavy story out there and a lot of things going on, but we got a lot of folks saying thanks for doing that because belly laughs are good. Belly laughs,
absolutely,
and laughing at ourselves and having some fun, always a good, always the best medicine.
And we know how important mom is. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah,
most important.
Most important. All right, so we'll get to those headlines, including the tragic news of yesterday and the latest. And I got a preview, Texas and TCU. This is it's one of the college baseball series of the year. You know, we're talking about two teams that will likely host super regionals, maybe top eight seeds, meaning that doesn't mean they will host a super regional, but they'll have a chance. Both teams are in that ballpark, number three and number six, and both teams have had great seasons. But obviously it's for the Big 12 championship, and TCU's got a two-game advantage, and they have the home field this weekend, which I was at Dell Diamond last night. It was a great crowd. I would expect Fort Worth. Actually, I ran into Reed Ryan, who, of course, went to TCU after starting his career at Texas. And Reed, man, he said, man, the folks in TCU are amped up.
Well, I bet they are.
Amped up for this series.
Graduation this weekend.
Yes, graduation weekend. And like we saw at the Dell Diamond last night, or anything that you've been out to, or people are just ready to get out. People are ready to get out and see people and reconnect. And, you know, it was earlier in the week we had Tom Gimbel on from the Austin City Limits television show, our weekly Wednesday visit with the GM. And he said, you know, last week they had their first taping at ACL with a crowd for the new season. And they had Miranda Lambert and Jack Ingram and John Randall doing their new Marfa Tapes album. But he said they couldn't get people to leave. Like, the show was over. And because the people who come to the ACL tapings, a lot of them, they're season ticket holders, right? So they're there every right. year. They sit in the same seats. They sit around the same people. And he said thing was over, and the people just wanted to sit and talk and catch up.
We haven't seen each other.
Yeah, I haven't seen each other in a long time. And so that's we're all going to be a part of that. And that was my thought, well, you know, at the Dell Diamond last night, just seeing all the faces and people we haven't seen, and how you doing, how's everybody going. It's a great, it's a positive thing. And keep doing it safely, keep being smart. But at the same time, more and more that I'm. And I would imagine the TCU folks will be happy to see the Longhorns this weekend.
Of course. Of course they will.
I don't think your Yankee fans are happy to see my Astros this week.
Oh, they had. Okay, you got a win.
I got to give Jose Altuve a little love now. Jose Altuve got booed mercilessly through the entire series. And then he became, on his birthday, he hits the home run yesterday that broke the 4-4 tie, and the Astros won it. You know, but either way, the Yankees had their fun, and that was good. And they beat Gerrit Cole yesterday. They didn't beat Gerrit Cole, but Gerrit Cole pitched, and, and he left with a lead, and your bullpen couldn't hold it.
Of course. To be expected.
The former Astro. All right, so let's pay off the B&E fact of the day, then we'll get to your headlines and dive into that coach's corner on Friday. Buck, so we got Albert Pujols. To be released by the A's. He's batting 198. He's kind of a road bump or a speed bump in their lineup right now at his age. And they've got a great lineup with Mike Trout and Rendon, and Shohei Ohtani hit his 10th home run last night. You know, they have a chance to be a real factor. So there weren't many other choices, right? You can't trade him. No one's going to trade for him. So they release him. And the question is, will Albert Pujols land somewhere? Will someone bring him in? I heard the White Sox might be interested because all of their young hitters bring him in. Because he's got to stay in the American League. He can't play a position.
No.
He's going to have to play DH. So he's going to have to stay in the AL and become almost like a player coach at some level because he's such a great hitting instructor.
Well, it sounded like he wanted to play like every day. I'm sorry. I don't think so.
Well, that's a competitor. He still thinks he's got it. He'll come out. Look, he's 40 years old or whatever, but he still thinks he's going to come out of this slump and he'll be fine. Give me a couple at-bats, coach.
Hit 48 homers again, bat 330.
No, that's not happening. But can he help a team? I think so. I mean, but you have a spot for him is the question.
That's called coach.
Yeah, you don't want to take a young.
It's not called player anymore. It's called coach.
And this is where the Angels were. You don't want to take a young player out of the lineup to put him in that could be more productive.
But no, him batting a buck and a half, you know.
Yeah, but we mentioned it. Albert Pujols ranks fifth all time on baseball's all time home run list. His 667 career home runs, one better than Willie Mays, most of any player born outside of the United States. So he's number one as far as non-American born of all time. He's one of five players born outside the United States to hit 50 or more. The 50 United States to hit 500. And there's he and one other with 600. Who is the other non-American born player with over 600 home runs? Albert Pujols and?
I was originally going to say Roberto Clemente, but he didn't play long enough, so it's probably Sammy Sosa.
Baseball been very, very good to me. Sammy Sosa, who's now turned into a pink person.
Yeah, his skin is kind of weirded out a little bit. But Roberto Clemente did not play long enough.
No, but he was incredible. I mean, he obviously died in the plane crash.
I think Roberto Clemente maybe 8 years in the majors. That's about it.
I'll look that up for
maybe
you.
Not even that.
No, but I will say this for Albert Pujols while I look that up. This is impressive. He's one of only eight players to ever hit 200 home runs in each league, National League and American League all time. Frank Thomas, Ken Griffey Jr., Mark McGwire, Frank Robinson, Fred McGriff, the Crime Dog, Vlad Guerrero, and Carlos Beltran.
Vlad Guerrero. Yep. That's OJ's buddy, right?
And OJ?
Isn't something about ask Guerrero? No?
I don't know that Vlad Guerrero and O.J. Simpson are friends. Because that's the only O.J. I can think of when you say O.J., so okay. I don't believe they're pals. But you may be right. You may have some inside scoop.
I've got some inside scoop.
And the question of the morning for our baseball fans will be, where does Albert Pujols rank all-time right-handed hitters in baseball history. I think he's way up there. I mean, you're
behind the Say Hey Kid.
Willie Mays, and I'll run through these coming up, but his numbers are almost identical. It's unbelievable. The careers of Willie Mays and Albert Pujols when it comes to batting average, hits, RBIs, home runs, everything. Almost the same. Erie, even. Hank Aaron, of course.
Ooh.
The Hammer. Joe DiMaggio was a great right-handed hitter. Jimmy Fox. But, no, he's in that conversation of top two or three. I think, for me, it would be Pujols, because that's my generation, and I've watched his entire career, and I've watched him torment my Astros for years and years and years. Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. Those are the three for me.
Jimmy Fox was not bad either.
Well, Jurassic Monty can come on and tell us about Jimmy Fox.
The Oles.
But yeah, I'm sure. But Albert Pujols, unbelievable, man. All right, let's get to your headlines, your trending topics. We'll also hit another round of Yo Mama jokes at the bottom of the hour. So if you're sending them in now on the text line, we appreciate it. But you might want to wait till we get to the break at 25.
Man, you're sending them in.
And then fire them in, and we'll try to read the best ones. And you can call in with your actual on-air Yo Mama jokes at the bottom of the hour. First, the headlines. UBO Business Services, and yes, tragic news to start it, and very, very unfortunate, stunning even, from the University of Texas, with confirmation late yesterday that Texas sophomore linebacker Jake Ellinger has passed away. He was only 20 years old. He is the younger brother of former Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger. According to Austin police, he was found non-responsive just after noon yesterday, 12:18, at a residence on West Campus. Initial reports, according to the APD, determined the death not to be considered suspicious, but no cause or details given. Ellinger arrived at Texas in 2019. After his stellar high school playing career at Westlake, he received scholarship offers to play college football, including in the Ivy League, but instead chose to join the Longhorns as a preferred walk-on under former coach Tom Herman. Wanted to be a Longhorn like his big brother and play with Sam. Texas AD Chris Del Conte and head football coach Steve Sarkisian each issued statements late yesterday. Sark said in part, "Words cannot express the depth of our sadness and huge void we are feeling. But above all else, our hearts pour out to Sam, Jenna, and Morgan, and the entire Ellinger family. Jake was a tremendous person and was everything you could ask for in a student athlete." Once again, just 20 years old. In a much more positive light last night, the eager crowd of over 7,000 fans on hand on a gorgeous night in Round Rock to see the Express open their 2021 season. They did it with a 6-0 win over Oklahoma City. E-Train wrote an excellent start from lefty Wes Benjamin, a two-run homers from both Charlie LeBlanc, the third baseman, and catcher John Hicks. They get the win to start the year 1-0. It's the opener of a 12-game homestand with the Express. Game 2 tonight with the Dodgers, 7:05 on a Bud Light Fireworks Friday. Major League Baseball, we mentioned it, Astros and Rangers both win yesterday. Astros with that Jose Altuve home run. Rangers beat the Twins in 10 innings. They took 3 out of 4 in that series. Houston in action this weekend back at Minute Maid Park hosting the Blue Jays for 3. Rangers welcome Seattle to Arlington for 3 games this weekend. In Fort Worth tonight, it is game 1 of that massive 3-game Big 12 series. Texas and TCU, number 3 in the land versus number 6. Number 1 in the Big 12 against number 2. Texas comes in 2 games back for head coach David Pierce.
Their bat-to-ball skills are very good. They're going to take advantage of going first to third. If you're lazy defensively, they're going to attack the strike zone with good stuff. And they're just a well-balanced team and playing with a lot of confidence. So it's going to be a fun deal.
Fun deal for sure. It'll be a super regional atmosphere in Fort Worth this weekend with huge crowds. 7:30 tonight. 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Also tomorrow night, Austin FC takes their 2-game win streak to Kansas City to face Sporting KC in MLS action. And in the NBA last night, how about Luka Doncic and the Mavericks? They hold off Brooklyn 113-109 in Dallas. Luka had 24. Tim Hardaway had 23 in the losing effort. Kyrie Irving scored 45.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
It was Pedro Guerrero.
Oh, Ron Guerrero.
Pedro
was friends with O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, well, they were buddies. They were tight, I guess. O.J. was tight with everybody.
Tight with everybody.
Damn!
He was a networker.
He was a networker.
Well, he did movies. He did commentary. He did NF Glove commercials.
Chopped off people's heads, allegedly.
Alleged Avis.
And did the Avis commercial, running through the airports. No, wait a minute. Was it Avis or Hertz?
Avis.
Hertz. I don't know.
Hertz.
Hold on. He really did glove commercials?
Yeah. Isotoners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Remember, he did the commercial.
Pirated movies and stuff.
And he wore those gloves, well, allegedly. The gloves that didn't fit, so you can't
or quit.
Must have quit,
yeah.
Allegedly, he wore those. Remember, he was on the sidelines of an NBC game on it, got a cold game, wearing those same gloves.
Wasn't he in an airplane? He was in one of the airplanes?
Yeah, well, the Naked Guns. He was in the Naked Guns. He was
same
hilarious.
Dudes.
He was always got getting beat up. And
yeah.
Just, okay, so that's there on the Hank Aaron, Albert Pujols, Willie Mays discussion. Not Vladimir Guerrero, but Pedro.
Pedro. That's it.
Real quick, then we'll dive into our coach's corner. Thoughts and prayers to Jenna Ellinger and the Ellinger family. You know, we're close with them here at the radio station, and people, I think, know the story. We're a locally owned radio station, and when it was beginning with Coke FM and then became the Horn, you know, Ross Ellinger, the late Ross Ellinger, helped invest and helped start this operation, and Jenna has been a part of it ever since, even after his passing. So this was a heavy day for a lot of people, but certainly the folks here at our radio station yesterday, just in disbelief. And I don't know, what do you say, Buck? I mean, 20 years old. I mean, the story will come out if whatever, and that's not even a part of it. It's just,
right.
You know, a young person gone too soon, to say the least. And I don't know, yesterday I was driving up to the Dell Diamond and heard the news, and I'd gotten a couple of texts during the day of, have you heard this? And I was like, please say that's not true. And then it was confirmed. The afternoon guys were talking about a Brian Davis report. But, you know, I'm 48, and that was the age of Ross Ellinger when he passed. And I've got kids exactly the same age as the Ellingers, which is, and it just hits you like, I know it's not about me, but this the, I can't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, my 20 year.
Yeah, my thoughts went right to that mom. My thoughts went right
to her.
Right to her. Mother's Day on Sunday.
That's right.
She's lost her husband at a young age, the person that she loves, but. The most heartbreaking is to lose a child, and that's because they'll always be a child. It doesn't really matter when you're a mom and you lose one of your kids, no matter what age it is. It is the most heartbreaking thing. It's the most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen with my mother when I lost my brother about 7 years ago. It was hard to just imagine what my mom felt, and it's just hard to imagine what Sam's mom feels, how she feels, you know, not just heading into Mother's Day, but That's hard. That's hard to go through. It's already been hard enough this past year and for 8 years. I mean, the tragedy that's happened over the last 8 years in their family, but that's a strong family. They have a lot of support, and she'll still be she'll still be that dam that holds back the water. When those floods start to come, that dam will get stronger and stronger, and she'll have her rough days, but she's a strong person and has strong ties and strong people around her, including her other son and her daughter.
Yeah, and the outpouring from the UT community, the football community at large, and we'll be there. I thought I mentioned to Marvion Overshone's really heartfelt tweet about Jake and who he was, and he knew he'd play in his brother's shadow, but he's, you know, made his own way, and he was such a great teammate. And Baker Mayfield saying, you know, with a nice tweet to Sam saying the Austin community's got you and we're here for you,
yeah.
Which it will be. It absolutely will be, because it's going to be a challenging time, to say the least.
And people believe that whole, you know, hug them before they leave, and that those kind of cliches. I mean, those things aren't cliches. They're not just words. They're not empty words. Those are real live words. When you get a chance, you know, to put your hand over on your wife's head before you go in the morning. We leave early in the morning. Just reach over and touch that person and make sure that they understand that you're everything you do during the course of that day is heartfelt. And it's still about them. And this is the same. You know what I mean? It's true. It's true. You don't always tell people how much you love them and how much you care about them. But in your way, put a hand on them. You know what I'm saying? Before you leave, just put a hand on them and let them know that they'll be thought about all day long. And, you know, Sam's brother will be thought about for many years to come. But for that mom,
yeah, that's
this is tough.
Well, obviously, since the passing of the father and just 8 years ago, they had to unite as a team. You know, the Ellingers, the four of them, and you'd see them everywhere. And we just saw them on Saturday when
Sam
Ellinger was drafted by the Colts, and that that really emotional embrace when Sam was getting the phone call and talking to Frank Reich, his new football coach, and all the excitement. And it was he and his brother and his sister and his mom just hugging. And who could have imagined only a few short days later
and we're fortunate to have, you know, Colonel Flowers here, and Colonel Flowers has been around these kind of things and been around death. And, you know, when a soldier dies, when a young soldier, or it doesn't matter, when that door opens up and that person is standing there and you're the mom and you know exactly why they're there,
yeah,
That's the one that really breaks my heart, because those are the ones that those people gave that for me. I mean, those people did that for us. They went and they served us, and they're willing to give their life. And there's that mom standing at the door. You know, mom said, "Okay, you go serve us." Yeah. And they for their service, they come home sometimes in a box, and it's just it's heartbreaking. And this is heartbreaking too. It doesn't go, you know, unsaid that this isn't heartbreaking, but we hear those tragedies every single day from moms all over the world, and it's
well, and obviously this story, not that one tragedy is bigger than any other tragedy, but for this community and this area, because we know the Ellinger story, and we saw Sam's, you know, give his heart to Texas, and then Jake, again, I mentioned in the headlines, could have gone and played in the Ivy League and could have blazed his own trail, but indeed wanted to be a Longhorn and cut down way, way too soon yesterday. So we'll follow that story as it evolves, and the outpouring will continue, and people will lift that family up. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but it's going to take a lot of strength after the events of what went down yesterday.
Yes, it will.
She's a strong person, but that's a lot. That's, you know, indescribable grief that they're going to be going through over the course of forever now. Because as you said, when you buried your brother, the rest of your other six siblings are still alive, right?
Yes, everybody's there.
So your younger brother, and it doesn't matter if he's 20 or your brother was in his 50s at the time.
Doesn't matter.
It's the same grief. So thoughts and prayers to that family and to everything that will come from it, and we will certainly be there for them. I was also, you know, thoughts and prayers. You mentioned Colonel Flowers, Craig Flowers. His kids went to Westlake, and he's tied in there. Todd Dodge. You know, Todd Dodge in that football program. Jackson Coker, a young player, I believe he was a former teammate of Jake's. They played together, and Jackson was killed in a car crash.
That's right.
Not long ago. They're still grieving from that situation. And as I mentioned, Todd Dodge was one of the first over there yesterday for the Ellingers, because I believe Mama was out of town when this happened and the news came. So young sister was there by herself. And just a tragic story at every level, and our thoughts and prayers to the entire Westlake community, UT, Todd Dodge and his program, because they won a state title again this year. There's a lot of excitement, but then two young people lose their lives way too soon who had their entire lives ahead of them, and it's both of them in just completely out of nowhere shocking ways. So a lot of prayers this morning. That's why we're going to do Yo Mama jokes coming up, because we need the laugh. We need the levity.
I'm noticing that people need the laugh. They want the laugh today.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't do it last year, and this it's been a hard year for a lot of people.
No question. And we need to laugh. Laughter is the best medicine, without a doubt. Hey, Buck,
by the way, it is May, is it not? Congratulations to those that will be graduating here, right? Aren't we in the graduation month?
We are. High school, I had proms last week.
What?
Proms are back. Yeah, proms, graduations, actually going to happen.
Proms with mask or without mask? Well, I know some things will be happening without the mask on.
Hey, now.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know TCU's having their graduation weekend this weekend, and that's going to be part of why Fort Worth's going to be so abuzz for this series. And we're going to get to Jim Schlossnagel here for the TCU head coach, but it's too long. We'll do it later in the show. Preview Texas and TCU up close. Also, we have the Chicago Bears considering moving out of Soldier Field. You know, it's funny. Hey, you want to talk about tone-deaf politicians? I read earlier last week that the mayor of Chicago had a quote that essentially read between the lines like, come on, the Bears would never leave Soldier Field.
Oh, really? You put me out in the burbs of a brand-new stadium, gone.
And she also said the NFL will never agree to it. I'm like, what?
Do you know what you're talking about, the NFL?
This is the National Football League. If there's a, and apparently there is a community 30 miles from Chicago downtown that is considering bringing the Bears.
Did you just call it 30 miles away downtown?
30 miles away from downtown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
From Soldier Field.
Still is downtown to them.
Soldier Field is right downtown. It's awesome.
Right on it.
Right on Lake Michigan. It's a really, really great spot. But it's not a modern facility. It's been there since 71. They've upgraded it. But Arlington Heights, and you know this because that's where the racetrack is.
I know where that is.
The racetrack?
Absolutely.
Well, apparently the owners of the Bears and the NFL are eyeing that location because they're about to tear down the track. And before it can be redeveloped into something else.
They need to talk to me before they tear Arlington down.
Oh, it's coming down, brother.
Really?
Yes. So the Arlington Heights Bears. That doesn't sound as good as they would still be the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, but be the Chicago Bears.
No, that's not.
Because they would still suck.
I mean, the Dallas Cowboys play in Arlington. The Detroit Lions play in wherever the heck they are, 30 miles north of Detroit. That's the norm. I mean, Los Angeles Rams and Raiders and Chargers don't play in downtown Los Angeles at this point at SoFi Stadium. So watch
brand
for
new.
It.
They're going to pay for it. Yeah, heck yeah, they'd move. And the NFL would clap.
Oh, no, the people of Arlington Heights will be paying for it. You know that.
That's what I'm saying.
They will be kicking in some tax dollars,
absolutely,
I would assume.
They will.
The owners will put some in. The NFL will help with it. And, you know, there could be a new stadium coming.
You know, as new as they've tried to make that, it's semi a piece of crap, talking to Howard Griffin. That's really – they're trying to upscale and make it look better with the columns and all that, that vintage old stadium, but it's old.
But they refurbished it. I go back to the year, and we went to a game there just a couple of years ago, and it's pretty. I mean, as far as sight lines and how close you are to the field.
Well, the city. I mean, you see the city in the backdrop,
the skyscape behind it, and you're on the lake. I mean, it is a great scene. It's just about the revenue they can create with it, right?
It's like Fenway Park. Fenway Park is still a piece of crap.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as a game watching experience and for a fan, because you're right on top of the field. I mean, it's really, really cool. But yes, for revenue, I mean, suites and luxury boxes and all the bars and clubs and the restaurants they need to have, that's not there. But all right, we'll come back. When we do, load them up. We'll take your best way to do this is probably on the phone lines, 447-3776. We do it in blitz-like style, rapid fire, yo mama jokes. We've already got two finalists out of the first round. We'll pick a couple more here at 7:30. We'll do it again at 8:30 and 9:30. So bring those, and you can text them. 512-337-3776. Coming back live, local, and digital at the Horn app and at hornfm.com. It's B&E on a Friday.
For whatever reason, we had a whole slew of crashes that occurred between 5:30 and 7 o'clock this morning. Most of those have actually eased up, though we did have one crop up just moments ago. A stalled vehicle was actually the issue. 45th at North Lamar could still be a bit of a problem there. But as far as westbound 290 FM 1100 in Maynard, that crash has dropped off the board. Now kind of evolving to the routine delays on the 290 tollway. Northbound frontage I-35 at Stassi, that crash in the final clearing stages. North of Highway 71, toll 130 northbound at Harold Green, that one's done. And Pierce Lane, Kellam Road, that one is done too. So things are looking, actually as time has gone on and more people hit the road, things are actually looking better, oddly enough. That's your traffic.
AMM Collision, folks, you know, one of the great things about being the local radio company that we are is working with and partnering with other local companies that do unbelievable work for you. And that's AMM Collision. 30 years of family-owned business, celebrating that 30th anniversary this year in 2021. And it's the year I came to Austin. I came to Austin in 1991, 30 years ago. I went to St. Edward's University, and the rest was history. But I remember the first AMM Collision location. It was called Austin Motor Mile Collision back in the day, and that's what the AMM stands for. But now they've grown, still locally and family-owned, but they've got locations all over Central Texas and the Hill Country. There's one in your neighborhood, I promise you, and they do it all. They take a hassle of a situation, right, a collision, or something with your vehicle that needs fixed, and that's a hassle. You're going to have to drop the car off. You're going to have to leave it. How long? Well, they want to make that as hassle-free a process as they can. Free estimates with no appointment necessary. You can actually do it right on their app. They'll deal with your insurance company from the jump. You get all the information, and they'll take care of that from there. They got rental car locations right on site, so you can get your rent vehicle without a hassle as well. And they just handle a situation that they know is a hassle for you, and they want to minimize as many hassles as they can. And they've done this for 30 years. They also have discounts for military and first responders. And all work is guaranteed lifetime warranty on all repairs as long as you own your car. It's AMM Collision. 30 years as a family-owned business. When there's a collision, it's an easy decision. It's AMMCollision.com.
AMM Collision. Our reputation is no accident.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Commercial Leasing. That's right, Apple Commercial Leasing, the home of the unlimited mileage commercial lease and so much more. Are you looking for a smarter, more cost-effective way to handle your company vehicles? Do you need customized work trucks? Are you looking for ways to cut your transportation cost? Look to Apple Commercial Leasing for the quick, accurate solutions. For business owners large and small, the unlimited mileage lease offers you tax advantages, cash flow savings, low to no out-of-pocket expenses, no dealership hassles, and fast and friendly service. From light-duty trucks to medium-duty trucks, even commercial specialty vehicles, buses, even 18-wheelers, we can do it all. Experience the Apple Advantage. Give us the opportunity to bid, and you'll never regret it. Call for free quotes at 335-3273-33-LEASE or click 33lease.com. That's 335-3273. We will save you and your company time and money.
Hey Austin, Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC. They want you to enjoy 2021 without the hassle of glasses or contacts. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. You know the saying, hindsight is 20/20. Well, if you're still putting off LASIK, it's pretty clear another year has gone by and you're still dealing with contacts, glasses, or less than perfect vision. Make the break. Stop putting off LASIK. If you don't get LASIK this year, you'll simply be 1 year older when you do. Sharp Vision is here to make hassle-free, clear vision your reality. For LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call 512-596-2020 to schedule your free consultation today. With guaranteed financing approval, you can be assured to enjoy all of 2021 with new vision and no hassles. That's 512-596-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
Legislative advertising paid for by Las Vegas Sands Corp. Arranged by Julia Adanza. For years, Texans have been boosting the economies of neighboring states, spending billions of tourism and gambling dollars at casinos in Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Billions that could help fund our schools and our public safety.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Our legislature is considering a plan. A plan that would allow Texans to vote this fall to bring four world-class destination resorts and casinos to Texas. Premier gaming, destination shopping, world-class restaurants, and new entertainment venues.
But it's not all just fun and games. This plan would boost Texas's economy, create tens of thousands of jobs, and help fund vital services like schools and public safety right here at home.
Learn more at TXDRA.com. Because Texans should have the right to vote on this important issue.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Happy Friday, everybody.
This Sunday is Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right, give your mother a kiss and I'll kick your teeth in.
Hey, shut up. You're not my real mom.
You know you love the weekend.
Your mother was a hamster.
It's Mother's Day and you're ruining it.
Mama said knock you out. Yeah, man. Happy Friday. Lucky cleaning up.
Oh, here we go. Now, if you haven't gotten your mom a gift yet, can't go wrong with a gallon of gasoline, huh? It's a little pricey, but hey, you only got one mom, you know?
Don't talk dirty. What does mama say about little boys who talk dirty?
Calm down, mama's boy.
Calm down. That's me. Hey, Donnie, your mama's breast smells so bad, I don't know whether to give her a Tic Tac or a roll of toilet paper.
No!
There's the area. Get it from Zay. That's all I have to do is look over Zay.
Tic-tac.
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right.
I've had a long time.
Boy, I threw Donnie's name out there. I got some names to throw out there, too, for some of you people.
You're like going, like,
yes,
pinpoint.
I want to get to them before they get to me.
Because you know they will.
Yeah, because every year it gets to me, and I don't get to them first. But I'm in the mood to get you back first today, for sure, some of you. No doubt about it.
All right, so we'll hit our not hot or not topics before the top of the hour. Isaiah Collier leads us through that. But yes, in respect to your late mother who loved a good yo mama joke, we have fun on Fridays. It's been a rite of passage. It might seem a little oxymoronic to tell jokes about the mothers we love, but we got to laugh.
Oh, there's always that one.
Oh, it's
dude,
fine.
Always that one guy. You're really going to make fun of Mother's Day is on Sunday.
It's been a heavy
really
year. We need to laugh.
Back
laughter is
up,
good.
Jack.
Back up. But hey, so here's how we're doing it. Bottom of each hour, you will be able to phone in or text in. And look, the text line is like about to crash. They're coming in so fast. So that's going to be, we'll read as many as we can. But the well-delivered ones,
wow,
from our listeners, always the best. Buck, I'll let you lead the way here. We got callers online ready to go on a Yo Mama joke. Happy Mother's Day Friday.
All right, who are we talking to right now?
Your mama's so ugly, we had to send the two cab back.
Wow. The phone was bad. Next one up there, your mama joke. Who's this?
This is Anthony.
What's up?
Hey, Bucky. Your mama is so skinny that you went to the department store with her, and the manager came up and said, "Sir, that lamp is not for sale."
Oh, that's a good one. Next one up. Who's this?
Yeah, hey, guys. This is Ian.
Hey, Ian.
Your mama's so fat,
that she after sex she goes and smokes a turkey.
Oh.
Zay, Zay, you like that? Hey, Ian, your mama's so ugly. When she tried to join a ugly contest, they said, sorry, no professionals. There you go. Back at you. One more. Who's this?
This is for San Diego, Mike, and Tavo. Your mama's so fat, she's stuck in the 17th century.
Thank you.
That'll make you think a second. All right.
Thank you.
Got this one. It says, your mama is so mean, if she was a vegetable, she would be a cabbage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep them coming. This thing is about to crash on us all.
Your mama is so skinny, Viking Fence mistakenly installed her as a picket in my new cedar fence.
No!
People are going to our sponsors. We had
I love that.
Sharp Vision Modern LASIK guy last hour.
Absolutely. That was great.
One, another one that's sponsor related, or I shouldn't say sponsor, partner related.
Yep.
Because we partner with all of our great friends. Your mama's so ignorant. She thinks Apple leasing is a farmer's market.
All right, first hour is still good. We still have two in the books, but thank you guys.
You can still phone them in 447.
Absolutely, you're on fire.
3776. these are pouring in, so I'm trying to. I have to pre-edit them. I can't just read them without pre-editing them. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know.
Yeah, you never know what's
going to
be said.
What it's going to say, and I don't want to screw it up.
Yeah, here's another one for OU Mark. Your mama's so fat. When she went to the beach, a whale swam up and said, "We are family." Zay, no? No? Zay's like shaking his head, no. That's not going to work.
This says, guys, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. What do you call a cow with two legs? Yo mama.
Oh, boy. Keep them coming. Keep them corn. You guys are doing a great job this morning. It's amazing.
Oh, no. This one's just for you. Buck, your mama is so fat when she jumps in the ocean, she creates a tsunami. that you can watch on YouTube.
Nah, that's not funny. That's not funny. I'm serious about my tsunamis. Now
you're not like that because that person is listening to the show consistently and paying attention.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Because you've had
gals.
You've had a lot of fun with tsunami watching.
After this month, I'm done.
I don't know. You'll move on to some other type of disaster. You'll
get
into the tornado thing, or you ought to watch tornadoes. Those are incredible.
I don't want to get into those because you really see
volcanoes.
No, I saw one volcano on the YouTubes. Been watching. Boat sinking or boat accidents where they run into each other. Those have been good, too.
By the way, in 2021, are we even allowed to say fat? Should we be round-shouldering these things?
No. Not
Your
on this.
Is so round-shouldered.
Not on this. That doesn't work.
Yeah, you can't say round-shouldered.
No. There's some good ones. And these things are rolling in tone. They're rolling in. That first couple were unbelievable.
Your mama is so dumb, she's been studying for her COVID test.
Keep them coming, folks.
That's timely.
We love them.
That's timely. All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Here
we Good go. Morning.
Good morning.
Buck.
What's up?
Your mama is so fat that she has to wear her pants backwards because her front butt is bigger.
Wow. I'm going to have to write that one down.
Front butt is good.
Front butt is always, that's always a good one right there. We appreciate it.
Golly.
Man, oh man, I don't even know where you come up with these. Mm. Front butt is in there in the second leg for sure. Let's take another call. Let's take one more.
Your mama is so ugly. I went to go get a seeing eye dog and I mistakenly grabbed her.
Oh, blind Sean with the ringer.
Thank you, Sean.
Love it.
Appreciate that.
Here we go. Go keep going, Buck.
All right, who's up? Go ahead.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
Your mama's so fat, her waistline is equator.
What? Her waistline is the equator.
This one says, your mom is so hairy, Bigfoot took her picture.
That's a good one.
We're going to write that one down.
Yeah, write that one
Bigfoot
down. That's another good one.
Took her picture. Was Baker Mayfield there?
Yeah, because this thing can crash on us right here.
Yeah, our text lines never run this slow. That's when they're just they're zipping in at 337-376.
Let's take another call. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Go ahead, man.
All right, your mama's so ugly. When she goes to the dentist, they make her lay face down.
Man, lighten the mood is good. This is a good one today. Thank you so much. We do appreciate that. We'll be coming back at you here in the next next couple minutes here. So
this is clever. Your mama is so round-shouldered that when she puts on her BVDs, the underwear spells Boulevard.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
But you didn't know it said that. You thought it just said BVD.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Tears in my eyes. Too much.
Yes, this is what we need. Yeah.
Keep coming.
Okay.
Hey, OU Mark, your mama's so fat that Dora can't explore. Yeah, I got to shoot right back at you. There you go.
That's good. That's good. Good stuff. Yeah, we need to laugh. There's a lot of tragic news in the headlines and sad news. And yes.
And we missed it last year.
We didn't do it last year.
No.
And we need it. We need to laugh. Absolutely. That's what I was saying. Being out at the, I really felt like, I don't want to overcook it, but being out at the Del Diamond last night was kind of therapeutic. It's just cool to be around people. And
absolutely, man.
Everyone's so excited and vaccinated and ready to get back into to their normal lives. And, you know.
Oh, and I love the ones that tell you how vaccinated they are. I got my second.
Well, it's got my Band-Aid right here.
Oh, yeah, right. You want to see it?
Yeah. But,
no, I don't.
You know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
And I think we would all agree that the last year has been very challenging mentally. I mean, how do you handle the isolation? And, you know, some have had, you know, better than, but people have been shut in. And it's great to get out, and it's great to laugh. And that's what we're doing right now. Do we have one more?
Yeah, let's take one more. Good morning.
540, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, good, man. What do you got?
Hey, your mom is so fat that when she sees a school bus going down the road, she thinks it's a Twinkie.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Makes me feel good, for sure.
Can I say this? This one might be a little... Your mom is so ugly, Deshaun Watson declined the massage.
No! Why? Why, y'all? Why do you go there? Why y'all would do that?
We got a break.
Yes, we do. Look at them all coming in.
All right. Let's get back to normal. Hot or not coming up. We're going to talk Texas baseball with TCU and do our normal Friday. But that was fun. We'll hit it again 8:30 and 9:30, and we'll have a winner. We come back, you got to remind everybody what they're winning. These prize packs for the top two are unbelievable. Ariat boots and golf at Valor Creek and craziness, man. You got all kinds
of gift cards because you people like gift cards.
Who doesn't?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, y'all. We'll come back, hot or not, on live, local, and digital here on B&E Friday on the Horn.
The second Sunday in May would be just another day if it weren't for your mother. In fact, you wouldn't hear this or even exist if it weren't for your mother. So on Mother's Day, it'd be nice of you to say, thanks, Mom. Specs has hundreds of ways to show her the love, from wine and gourmet truffles to glasses and decanters. Give Mom a cheer at Texas family-owned Specs. The fun starts here. Shout! Cheers
to savings! QC Kinetics, folks, in all seriousness here, as we have some fun on a Friday, pain is serious. If you live your life in pain, mention maybe in Mental Health Awareness Month, and something we should all be aware of. But, you know, when you have a chronic pain issue in your knees, in your back, for sure, your hip, wherever that area is, it's mentally taxing. It's debilitating. You can't do things you want to do. In your mind, you're ready to go and be active and, you know, enjoy beautiful days like today, but you just can't. You can't do the things you want. And you feel a little helpless with that there are no choices. You're going to the orthopedic and they're saying, hey, it's going to be a surgery. It's going to be, you know, 6-8 months of a recovery. No guarantees there either. Or you're popping pain pills on the regular, or you're getting steroid injections to mask the pain. Get into our friends and talk to our friends at QC Kinetics. Get a free consultation. Talk to them. Let them introduce you to people who have been through the procedures, because they're once folks who have been in pain and through the debilitating pain, and they come out the other side with these regenerative cell treatments at QC Kinetics. They can't wait to tell everybody else about their story because it's they've been through it. They see how the powerful, non-invasive regenerative cell treatments help the body heal itself, the healing process without surgery. And patients who never thought they'd see an end to that pain are now telling everyone they know about the results that they've experienced at the two great locations of QC Kinetics. Check out the regenerative cell solutions that go to work relieving your pain with treatments done right in the office. There is no downtime. They're convenient, and they're right there, you know, in and out the very same day. Just call for that free consultation, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. It's QC Kinetics.
After such an extraordinary year, it's time to celebrate the most extraordinary member of the family. Mom. Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we say cheers to the mothers in our lives. For this Mother's Day, we've put together an exceptional collection of affordable and meaningful gifts for any budget. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. So cheers to you, Mom, for being such an incredible partner, for learning to be a teacher in the past year, for keeping the family healthy and safe, for always putting everything else first. This year, more than ever, she deserves a gift that's anything but ordinary. And at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry that she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Why not surprise her with a bigger diamond for her ring? Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says, cheers, Mom, for all your remarkable efforts over the last year. Diamonds Direct, official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
BK here for Altstadt Beer. It is German beer made here and the absolute best beer that you can find in Central Texas. They've got a number of different brews, something for every beer drinker out there. And make sure you stop by the Altstadt Brewery as the weather warms up here in Central Texas. Get down there to Fredericksburg to enjoy the great beer and so much more. Open Wednesday through Sunday. Go to the website altstadtbeer.com for more info about the beer and the brewery itself. It's Altstadt Beer. No impurities, no regrets.
The Alfa Romeo Giulia and Stelvio. Everything you'd expect in a luxury performance vehicle with distinct Italian flair. At Niall Maxwell Alfa Romeo. A new Giulia is a real triple threat. Comfortable enough for your commute, powerful enough for the track, devastatingly beautiful. The Stelvio continues its evolution while maintaining the Alfa Romeo tradition of excellence. During the Spring Acceleration event at Niall Maxwell Alfa Romeo. Online at NiallMaxwellAlfaRomeo.com.
Penner Chevrolet knows how stressful buying a new vehicle can be. And that's exactly why we provide a low-pressure, high-knowledge buying experience. We won't be standing over your shoulder when you want to crawl in the back and press all the buttons. But the moment you have a question, we'll be there with an answer. Whether it's about the stereo or the undercarriage, nothing is over our head. For a better experience, come find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com. People who like more money like Henna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry, so after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Henna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days, and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Henna Chevrolet, from long we stand by you. Find new roads.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings. What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstadt Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstadt Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
Oh, man, B&E with you, having fun on a Friday. Also, the latest on the tragedy yesterday involving the Ellinger family. Going to cross both and have some fun on a Friday, but also understand how difficult that's going to be.
Yep.
See, you was in town yesterday, Buck.
Who's that?
Zay. Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher went down yesterday. Trying to get Jimbo on the program.
Thing, do they?
We can take a Twitter poll. Should we try to get Jimbo Fisher on the show? I'm trying because he was here yesterday. They did the, they used to call it the Aggie Fish Fry.
Right.
Remember, he was in Houston this past week with the Touchdown Club of Houston. And it's where he said they're going to beat Nick Saban's ass while he's still there, kind of thing. He was here now. They're doing the little barnstorming thing through the areas of Texas. So we'll try to get to Jimbo. But, we'll let you know in the next hour because Nick Saban responded to his buddy Jimbo and his quip down at the Touchdown Club of Houston. We'll get to that coming up.
Oh, boy.
But Jimbo's team, a lot of optimism there if they can find a quarterback. So we've got football on the brain. We've got a busy weekend. Texas and TCU, biggest baseball series in a while now up in these parts to have the number 3 and number 6 for 3 up in Fort Worth, which should be a lot of fun. Also have, how about the Austin FC? We ready for another match with the Sporting Kansas City?
I think that's a national game on Fox also.
Is it? Cool.
We'll get to hear Mr. Healy this weekend because Fox has that one.
We'll have to get Adrian on the show.
Hey, dude, that guy is hilarious. I mean, he is.
He's the play-by-play voice on television for the Austin FC on the
CW
Austin.
He does such a great job. I mean, he knows his soccer, but He's got that tint of sarcasm and that British accent that goes along with it. It is fun to listen to him on TV and fun to listen to him on just on the line. He's a fun guy.
Says hell no to Jimbo on the horn. Well, come on, man.
Aggie's all over this place.
Remember, it's the 20-year anniversary. Is that right? It's 2021. So in 2000, so it's 21 years now. The year that we kind of screwed up as a show when we were in the afternoons and we had Bob Stoops on the show every week.
Dude, we messed that one up. And people were like...
You missed that, Zay?
Well, no, they weren't really mad at us because...
Oh, they were mad.
Were they?
Oh, I used to get...
What about Mac? Because we...
Well, Mac, we had booked it to have Mac every week, and then he got mad at us because we were mean on the postgame show when they lost to Stanford. And he said, no, I'm not doing it. And we were like, well, what are we going to... And then because then we were going to... Remember that? We were going to have him every week. We'd already got a sponsor, Zay, for Mac every week. It was kind of a...
Yeah.
It's a big get for a young radio show.
Absolutely.
Because, Mac was good. Well, we had Mac, one of Mac's kids was a producer for us.
That's right.
We built a rapport with him, and it was good. But then we were, like, they lost it. Remember that game they lost to Stanford, to the backup quarterback? It was just horrible. Tiger Woods was on the sidelines. It was not good. And so Mac pulled the plug on that, and so we had to fill the thing, and you called your buddy Bobby Jack.
Yep.
Bobby Jack Wright, who was at Oklahoma at the time, and he said he'd do it, but he said, what about Bob?
I said, really? Bob Stoops?
So, we're a young radio show. We're not going to turn down Bob Stoops once a week talking college football. And we didn't know they were going to win the national title.
Sorry. Sorry, y'all.
How can we know?
So they were mad at us.
Well, it was good radio, but it was bad location. Time and place, man.
Bad timing.
And if we
didn't read the room quite well on the air.
And we were young. We were young and dumb and didn't know any better. But
so like when I was calling the coach a different name? General manager?
Stoops was like, they were coming off like a 7-5 year. We didn't think they were going to go win the natty.
No kidding. No kidding.
And yeah, we were a little spiteful, but we've learned. We wouldn't do that now. Would we do Jimbo Fisher once a week? No way.
Not once a week, but if
Lincoln?
Once a week? Oh, I don't think we could do that.
No.
I don't think the people would be, they would be pissed.
Pitch
if
forks.
Lincoln was on here every week.
They're going to be preseason number one.
Sark. You need to step up to the plate.
No, here. Obviously we would do Soak Coach Sark every week, and we will angle to try to figure something out with that. Coach Sark.
Think
and
about him.
Coach
he has
Beard.
To come in early in the morning. We're on early in the morning.
Call him.
Just call. Say 2 minutes. What's
Zoom.
Up? What's up? Yeah.
But hot or not on Jimbo on the horn. What do you got, Zay?
Appreciate it, fellas. So yesterday, Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather got into a scuffle, which. It's really weird because Floyd Mayweather is fighting Logan Paul, the brother. And if you don't know Jake Paul, Logan Paul, they've been fighting people all 2020 and now in the 2021.
It's not Rand Paul.
No, I don't know who Rand Paul is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a senator from Kentucky.
Yeah, he's not a YouTube influencer that became famous off of social media. No, that's Jake and Logan Paul. So basically, people are thinking that it was staged. Jake Paul snatched Floyd's hat or whatever, and Floyd lost it. Right off his head. Very disrespectful. Yeah, Floyd went after him. Floyd lost it, got insanely upset, started cursing Jake Paul out or, calling him every other name. And again, people think it's scripted because everybody knows Floyd's all about his money. That's
yes,
his nickname.
For sure.
This fight's supposed to be, Floyd's supposed to get $100 million for this fight against Logan Paul.
To fight a TikTok guy?
Yeah.
Influencer? Boxing's a joke. But you know what? The capitalist society will rule. If people will pay for it, I'd do it.
That's how Floyd gets his cash.
Well,
he's pretty good. By the way, he's a pretty good boxer.
Well, he's not bad.
Yeah.
Let's give Floyd Mayweather's, and again, I'm no boxing expert or fighting expert, so I say that. But in my opinion, Floyd Mayweather, he will fight anyone if he makes a lot of money and if he's guaranteed to win.
Yeah, that's probably...
He'll duck fights where he's not guaranteed to win in his career.
Where he has to get hit or...
And then he'll run for everybody.
That's hard
sweet
for
science.
Him to get hit. Yeah, he's good.
So I think he'll do this because he's going to make a ton of money and he's guaranteed to beat a TikTok influencer.
Yeah.
I don't even know who this Rand Paul guy is, but...
Said you sure it was not Paul Simon?
Jake
that he's fighting? I never heard of this dude.
Jake from State Farm? Now, if he was fighting Jake from State Farm...
Now, I'd watch that. Jake from State Farm would jack him up.
One of the Pauls, I can't remember. They look exactly alike. It's so confusing. And they're not twins or anything. One of them is the one who knocked out Nate Robinson.
The basketball player.
Yes.
Like the 5 foot nothing basketball player.
Yeah, you remember when Nate got.
So no, I watched it. He went down hard.
Or are they MMA kind of guys? Is that what it is? They do a little
boxing.
Bit of boxing.
He's a fighter.
Yeah, stick and move.
But he's fighting Floyd Mayweather, who's one of the greatest.
Right.
Whatever we think of the fights he takes and doesn't take, he's a tremendous boxer. He would work that dude.
Do you ever think about we should probably have Chris Beard on weekly?
Oh, I thought about it.
Really?
I'd love to. And I think he's at least more amenable than Shaka would have been to doing that. Like, we had Shaka plenty of times, but Chris Beard's the kind of guy that wants to get on and talk about his team. And he said to us on our first visit, the number one requirement, one of my top requirements is to build a fan base and fire people up, because you have to have a great home crowd in the Irwin Center or in the new arena to win in the Big 12.
He's already forgiven me.
Oh, he'll forget about that. He's already forgotten about it.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you clowns haven't.
Oh, I have.
I know you did, but it's those...
Those other guys?
Those guys? Those smart guys?
Right.
Sons of... Yeah, they're good guys.
We will tell you what Jimbo Fisher had to say at the Austin Capital City A&M Club Coaches Night last night. Pretty interesting comment about where his program is and where it's trying to get to. Also more on the tragedy involving the Texas football program. It's an unbelievable, unimaginable story coming down yesterday. We'll get you the very latest. It's B&E with you on a Friday.
Now we have a pair of collisions that we're concerned about. The first one is northbound on Mopac approaching 2222 and a backup toward 35th, maybe even a little further south from there. The other one is northbound on I-35. The interstate traffic all of a sudden is stacked up even more than usual. The crash reported between William Cannon and Stastny on the main lanes. And so coming up from northern Hayes County all the way toward Ben White, the traffic, which, again, this is one of the prime backup spots this time of day, even without a collision, but with one in the area, it's really going to be slow. Southbound I-35, McNeil, Old Settlers, that area, coming down from 1431, traffic is going to be heavy. Looks like the 290 delays coming out of Manor are minimal now because that crash near FM 1100 has completely cleared off the board. I'm Don Miller. That's traffic.
Folks, what a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend to head over to Jaguar Land Rover Austin. You'll get that unique car buying experience that you deserve, and a huge part of that, well, of course, it's the Snell family. It's their motor company. They've continued to have that great success as they started in 1973. They believe this. It's a privilege to be your provider of all your automotive needs. And once I was over there, I saw exactly what they were talking about. If you need a loaner car and you have to bring your car in, they'll have that loaner car for you. Over 60 of those available just for you. And no matter how long you need it, you're going to keep that. Come test drive the 2021 F-Pace at no obligations. And they've got many different types of cars. Of course, the Land Rover, the Discovery or the Discovery Sports, the Range Rover, and the 2021 Defender, the SUV of the year. Success means a lot to them, and they've been successful for a long, long time. 9-time Pinnacle Award winner, that's what they are all about. As I said, you'll go in there as one of the customers. You'll leave as part of the family. Come experience the team at Jaguar Land Rover Austin. Jaguar, no ordinary cat, no ordinary car. And, of course, Land Rover, above and beyond, 1515 5th Street, Austin, Texas.
Now's the time to get a great deal on Kubota construction equipment. Featuring durable Kubota engines, more comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. The Kubota construction lineup shows up ready to work every day. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, or save up to $11,000. Now through June 30th, 2021. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
From the Gulf of Mexico to the hill country of Texas, Ewald Kubota is your Kubota dealer.
It's okay to say group on the radio. It's not a bad word. In fact, at Globe Life Field, group is a good word. This year, the Texas Rangers' new ballpark offers a safe place for you and your group to watch a game together. There are new group spaces and new group ticket prices start with just 10 guests. Don't be ashamed. Groups are good. Let us help you find the best space and deal for your group at 972-RANGERS or texasrangers.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com.